What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium. And coming up in about 15 minutes, we will get to They Said It, and we will definitely talk about what Lamar Jackson said after that loss last night about getting into it with a fan and other things during They Said It. And then Boomer Esiason at 8. I, for one, I need Boomer's opinion on Patrick Mahomes and how long the NFL is going to allow him to continue his sideline shenanigans. I have had it up to here with the man gaming the system, Wiggy.
Yep.
And
he got it.
It is disgusting. And it's, I get it. You want the guy, you know, his tight end's wife or fiance is going to be doing the halftime show, so you want him there for it, whatever.
But, he's getting married.
But it drives me nuts. So Boomer Esiason will join us coming up in about 50 minutes or so at 8 on this morning's show. But we are here at Gillette after a loss, and we got some leads left, including this one from Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Greg, great to see you. Looks like you had a wonderful wedding weekend down the Cape.
Congratulations to Taylor and Matt. Taylor is the daughter of our friend Jay Miller, who played for a long time for the Bruins, and they had an unbelievable. Falmouth is beautiful. So many places on the Cape are beautiful. Falmouth is beautiful. We had a great night before thing at Sackanesset, the gorgeous golf club down there, and then a beautiful wedding at Jay's house.
Looked gorgeous.
And they did it upright. So it was fantastic. I had one bite of cake. That's it.
Oh, look at you. But wasting away.
But also, Odyssey appreciation for Eddie from Falmouth, who listens to this show every day that I met while I was down there this weekend. But go ahead, Curtis.
Thank you, Greg. So I know it's kind of simple, but it's the only thing that really matters in the NFL is your quarterback. And we are going to know at the end of this season, maybe before, if Drake May is someone you build around or someone you need to replace. And I watched yesterday, and it's just one game, but everything that I saw screamed, uh-oh, not great.
You have questions about whether he's the guy.
He has been told not to run, and that was his biggest weapon last year. And it's not that he can't run on every play. It just appeared to me like it was this mental block where the one thing he had in his holster that he could apply at any moment was taken away from him, which then gave him these like Bledsoe feet, and then he would finally sort of scramble out or throw it away. He just looked frenetic in the pocket. And I know it's only his second season. I know he's like 22 years old. But when you watch guys like Burrow or Stafford or Mahomes or Allen or whomever, they stand in the pocket, they peruse the field, they make a decision, and they're decisive with the one they make. Whereas with Drake May yesterday, it could be Josh McDaniels' fault. There's a million things, Shime, that you've said that you could very well be right, and I could be a moron. I am known to be overreactionary. However, Just saying what I saw in week one, I don't get why you played him only four series in the preseason. I don't get why he's been anointed a captain after doing nothing. It feels like the organization has placed him in a perch that he has yet to get to on his own. So if you have any desire of having Mike Vrabel be successful and the Patriots being good at any point in the near future, you better hope that Drake May turns it around fast.
And Curtis, I strongly agree about the lack of play in the preseason. Like what I point to is like when Lamar Jackson first started in the NFL, right? He ran way more than he does now. He's much more of a pocket prep passer now,
and
but it took time to develop
intention.
That.
He has the last night multiple times. He has the intention of clearly trying to be that, which they've worked on with him.
I feel like they are forcing Drake May to do that instead of cultivating what he does well and then allowing him to grow into a better pocket passer. And so that was my reason for being so upset with McDaniels, is I feel like you're pushing him into one corner.
It's also what he did well in college, and I'm assuming one of the reasons why you drafted him at that spot
exactly.
was because of that.
But one thing you need, though, just on that, Greg, you need pocket presence. You need a feel. Lamar Jackson now can sense and feel what's going on around him and say, okay, I'm going to use one of my runs right now because I see the linebacker over here. I got an opportunity. Drake May had no feel in the pocket.
Yeah.
Well, I don't disagree, but wouldn't you also agree that that comes with more playing time and more experience?
It comes with that in situational Lamar, understanding the game. Like last night, Josh McDaniels, it was third and three, comes back to drop back pass, looks one way, sees it open up and runs because he knows
Josh Allen.
I'm sorry about that. Josh Allen looks one way and runs. So it's understanding the situation, too, when you're going to run the football.
But Lamar, it was almost like the run used to be his check down. And now he gets to the check down.
Yes.
Well, you know, so, all right. Curtis, great. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. If Angry Principal Dave is up this morning, it's time to put us on mute because I am going to apologize to one Chris Curtis.
Really?
And I apologize because we got into it on Friday when it came to Bill Belichick and the reports that he had banned Patriots scouts. I said I wanted to hear from the Patriots organization or from UNC before I started going in on what was going on. Well, we got both, and I was taken aback by what Bill Belichick had to say when asked about banning Patriots scouts from visiting his team.
This is away from the game, but we haven't heard from you yet on this. Obviously, reports this week of New England Patriots scouts being banned from practice. Just wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on that and provide some sort of explanation on that.
Yeah, well, no, it's clear that I'm not welcome there around their facility, so I'm welcome in ours. Very simple.
Wow. I had to look this up on numerous sources. I thought it was AI at first. I thought there was no way in hell that Bill Belichick was actually doing this to his players.
Right.
This is by far the most egregious thing Bill Belichick has ever done as a head coach. He is not dealing with, yes, he's dealing with adults because these kids are 18 plus, but he's not dealing with people that are in the league. This is their sole job. They've got families. They have other teams to go to. He's dealing with kids still. He has their entire futures in his hands. And the fact that he went out there and chose a reason that was so petty to hold these kids back from any scout being able to see them.
Right.
And took away from people actually talking about play on the field or these actual players and put the attention on the pettiness between Bill Belichick, the Patriots organization, and now UNC is so... It's a fireable offense in my mind. If I was a parent, I would be so beyond pissed.
Yeah, there should have been a follow up. I don't. How is Bill banned from this building? I mean,
Robert Kraft just said he was going to build him a statue.
He was here for Tom Brady night. I mean, was he not invited? I mean, we joked about it with Vrabel. Was he not invited to Tom Brady's statue night? And is he pissed about that?
Maybe. But his son was on the Patriots staff last year.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that and then what came of this is Mark Daniels, not a friend of the show, but he had an interesting story where he noted that confirmed a lot of the things that we had speculated on, which was that he didn't talk to his defensive coordinator, Gerard Mayo, the entire year because he felt that the coach in waiting thing was wrong. If it were up to Bill, he would have maintained the same coaching staff on offense in Patricia and Judge, which I believe was a fireable offense.
Yep.
and he didn't talk to Mac Jones ever since he said he complained about the coaching.
Yep.
So you didn't talk to the coordinator, you didn't talk to the quarterback, and you wanted to keep two coordinators that didn't even coach the side of the ball they were coordinating on. This is a guy that has been petty, king petty, for a generation, and this is unfortunate. I agree with you, Courtney. It is unfortunate that at this stage, when he had an opportunity with a clean slate, that he's bringing this dirty laundry into the locker room of UNC.
I try to figure out where it comes from. I know he's been petty
right.
a lot. But this the particular pettiness of this, does he believe, and just I'm trying to figure it out, does he believe that he had the job with the Falcons and that these guys went out of their way
to sabotage him and
prevent him from getting that job? Because there has to be something that he thinks that was done to him was so out of line that he is not concerned at all about the way in which he's responding.
Right. Here's my conspiracy theory. Because the Belichick statue, out the window. Kraft said that before this whole thing took off.
Oh, no. He knew it.
I wonder if it was, Bill was like, listen, I want to come back and be a part of Tom Brady's statue unveiling night.
And they said no.
And they shut that down.
Yeah, but that's less egregious than...
Imagine you're Bill Belichick and you say, hey, I want to be part of the Tom Brady statue unveiling night. I want to talk about Tom and be able to be part of introducing the statue night. I'm just saying, this is my conspiracy theory, right? Because remember, the statue thing for Bill was... before this whole UNC and scouts being banned.
No, they knew.
They knew. Like the scout had been banned a long time
in
ago.
In August,
yeah. Okay.
So they knew. So, I mean,
Keep getting the timeline wrong. Go ahead, Courtney.
What doesn't make sense to me is that Dynasty happened and the Bears job, or I'm sorry, the Falcons job happened. Mm. Those back-to-back, I could see you being very petty over that. But since then, he did the Brady
speech.
Well, he's going to do that for Tom Brady, though.
No, I know, but he took the Dynasty documentary in general in jest, kind of. He made fun of it during the roast and during the Brady night here. I just think this is... so far gone now.
Right, but give me the timeline, because when did they say the scouts were banned?
Everybody, I need it, because people on Twitch shut it all off. So the Patriots would have known before anybody else that their scouts that they sent to Chapel Hill were barred from the facility, which was in August when the North Carolina Tar Heels were in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Training camp for their season.
Okay, so this is during fall camp.
During fall camp. Last Wednesday or Thursday night, a guy on Cowherd's network reported this. That day, Robert Kraft told Dan Roach that Bill Belichick would be welcome back for a statue.
Yeah.
This has been percolating behind the scenes. You could very well be right that he believes that Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank not to hire him. Well could be the case. But what he's doing...
it doesn't justify what he's doing.
No, I'm not saying justify. I'm not even disagreeing. What I'm saying is what Bill Belichick is doing now is sabotaging himself.
Yeah.
If he ever wanted a job, I understand hating Robert Kraft. I've said it a million times. Right. He has every right to. But the reality is that he's just hurting himself now.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
And getting another opportunity.
And his players.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They should be the forefront of this. It should not be about Bill Belichick or the Patriots right now. It should be about these UNC student athletes who put all their trust in Bill Belichick coming and being their head coach, not only to make them great college players, but to get them to the next level. And now there's this whole narrative that shouldn't even be added of people saying, did you watch that first week one for UNC? Why would the Patriots want to go look at them anyway? Like adding salt into the wound. It's terrible.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
We can get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next. We are at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Patriots Monday after a loss. Boomer Esiason coming up with us in about a half an hour at 8 right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Patriots dropped the season opener 20-13 against the Raiders. Drake May completed 30 of 46 passes for 287 yards, a touchdown, and interception. Kayshon Booty was his main target with 6 receptions for 103 yards. Now, we've got to get to the Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week. It's brought to you by Sports Illustrated. Let's give it to Harold Landry, a bright spot for the Pats defense this week. Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports concerts and theater tickets, same seats, better prices, fans deserve better.
Did he have 3 sacks yesterday?
2.5.
2.5, right?
Yeah.
Wow, love it.
Yep. Other games of note, the Chiefs fell to the Chargers on Friday night. The Dolphins got slaughtered by the Colts, and Shime lost to Brittany the gal behind Boston Food Journal with the Bills coming back.
We haven't
back
talked about that enough.
All right. What does Brittany think about Drake May? She's really the football person.
I know. We should get her on. She's got a football mind.
We should.
I can't believe it, Sean. Down 0-1 after week one when it comes to beat the geek.
It is what it is. I guess that's what happens when the Ravens blow 15-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, obviously, while she was eating her dumpling, she saw something when it comes to that Ravens team.
Brittany knows ball.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it on brand that Shime's picks didn't deliver?
Tonight, it's Vikings at Bears for Monday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:15. When it came to college games over the weekend, BC lost to MSU in double overtime 42-40, and UMass lost to Bryant 27-26. The Red Sox take the final game against the Diamondbacks 7-4, avoiding the sweep. Brian Bayo went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2. The Sox now have the Athletics tonight. 10:05, first pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. When we come back, we've got They Said It.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.